fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our third hour, the Tuesday morning roundtable. The prepper tip of the day: resolve all dental issues. If there's not many things I suggest you go into debt for, but if there's anything worthwhile going into debt for, getting all those dental issues resolved now would be a very wise thing. You may want to go one step further and get all the mercury amalgams removed from your mouth. It will help your health. I had mine removed about nearly 40 years ago, and it's helped me tremendously, and I hope that you can do that also. At the moment, we have Jeff Nyquist with us. His website is jrnyquist.blog. His books are for sale at Amazon. Steve Benoon has not joined us yet. We hope he does. Jeff, you're still on mute there, sir.
Yes, I'm still on mute.
There we are. When I go on mute, all I do is flip my microphone up on this headset, and I'm automatically on mute. Jeff, I've told this before, but this would be a good time to tell it again. I was at a meeting, a community meeting regarding Times Beach. It was in the news back in the 90s for the dioxin contamination, Times Beach, Missouri, and in St. Louis County, Missouri. And at this community meeting was a handsome young man, very articulate, obviously very bright. And I started talking to him, and he mentioned that he'd been trained by the IWW, and immediately set up a red flag, because I know what the IWW is, and almost nobody else does in terms of general population. And you know what that is. Tell us what the IWW is, Jeff.
The International Workers of the World.
That's right. Absolutely, that's right. A communist front organization has been around since at least the 1930s. So I just acted very normal and just talked to him as if I was interested in who he was. And I got his contact information. Since he was a community organizer, he freely gave me the information, his full name, his telephone number, his email address. And at the end of the meeting, we bid each other goodbye. And the next day, Jeff, I called up an FBI agent I knew, and I said, man, I got some great information for you. I got all the name and contact information for a bona fide communist agent. And here's what I was told. John, It's no longer part of our mission statement to keep track of the activities of communists. I responded, that can't be true. Tell me that isn't true. You know, oh, yeah, that's true, John. We no longer keep track of communists. It's not part of our mission statement. I was shocked. I was disappointed. I was in disbelief, but I had no choice but to believe it. And here we are. That was 20 years ago. Fast forward, the communists have been very diligent, Jeff, in getting themselves elected to city councils, school boards, state reps, state senators, United States representatives, and U.S. Senators. They've been diligent in getting all those positions filled up with communists, haven't they, sir?
Oh, yeah. They want to control your children's education. They want to control all kinds of policies so that they can eventually establish their socialist state.
Absolutely. Well, my daughter lives in Metro Seattle, and the president of the teachers union up there went on TV. This has been about 4 or 5 months ago, and here's what the president of the teachers union said. The parents who want their children to go back to school is an example of white privilege.
And, oh, dear. Look at
yes.
that.
Yeah, how about that?
My goodness.
There's a large Asian population, a very small black population up there, but I have every reason to believe that the Asian parents, the black parents, other minorities, the parents or the Hispanic parents, that they all want their children to go back to school. So if you're Asian parent and you want your child to go back to school, that's an example of white privilege. Is that, am I following the logic there correctly?
Yeah, I guess wanting to eat is a white privilege too, or wanting to own a home, or wanting to say what you actually think is white privilege.
Right. And The black parents of the black children, when they want their children to go to school, that's an example of white privilege for these black parents also, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess everybody has white privilege now.
Well, that's fair. We should be fair and expand that to include everybody, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I think that was done already, I think.
Unfortunately. You know, there's always been mentally ill people around. That's just that's just part of our world we live in. But previously, we would treat mentally ill people with kindness and courtesy, but we didn't have to go along with their mental illness and make believe that their mental illness was normal. But that's what we're seeing in school districts, where a mentally ill child who wants to be a boy, who wants to be a girl, is catered to as if that's something normal and acceptable, and allow that boy to go into the girl's locker room. It makes me wonder if there's adults in charge. Jeff, go ahead.
I'm right here.
Yeah. Well, what I've said publicly, if my granddaughter was in the changing room of a public swimming pool and I saw a biological man enter, I would be right behind him, and it would not have a good outcome for the biological man entering the premises of a girl's locker room, changing room for a public swimming pool. And if I went to jail, I'm okay for that. I'll sign up. So put me in jail, lock me up. If I have to do whatever it takes to stop a biological male from going into the girls' changing room in a public swimming pool, I'll do it. We have a caller here, Patty in Florida. Good morning, Patty.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Wow, it's always a relief to hear both of your voices discussing this. And I have an interesting question, because all of this sort of madness, you know, I feel like my nerves get rattled, and of course I pray and, you know, try to prepare myself for a day. You know, like what crazy nonsense are we going to hear today about the way these people are planning to kill us and take our country and our possessions and our health and everything? And here's just a wild thought tell me if it's crazy, but I'm like, you know, when I do my prayer time, I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, for life. I'm all for life. But today's a good day to die if it's your will. So whatever's coming at me, it's going to bounce off. But just be in that mindset. Don't, so you're not caught off guard. Today's a good day to live and a good day to die.
I like your attitude,
you,
Patty.
Excuse me?
I like your attitude.
Yeah, it reminds me of Star Trek, the Klingons. It's like we have to add that to our armor.
Absolutely.
So you would kind of agree with, all right, well, go with it with that attitude. It's good to live, but it's also a good day to die. For the Lord, for goodness, for righteousness, to hold your ground.
Yep.
And
hold your ground.
Yeah, and my other question was, what are we all got to buy private property signs? Is there specific language we should put on that? Especially if you're from the government.
How about, I have a neighbor that has this at his front gate. If you can read this, you're in range.
Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
Good.
I love that. Okay, well, you know,
here's another sign, Patty. due to the increased price of ammunition, there will be no warning shots.
Oh, I love that. And I love your sense of humor. I mean, we need a little bit of this, but, you know, just that sort of toughness, you know, in preparing for the day. But thank you so much
okay,
for that
you,
laugh.
Patty.
But, I mean, just something to guard us, because this is obviously spiritual, psychological warfare.
Absolutely.
As much as everything else.
Absolutely. Patty, thank you for your call.
All right. And, anything else to just prepare people. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. I love you guys.
Well, Jeff, we got a good laugh out of you, Jeff. We don't get very many good laughs out of you, sir.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. If you can read this, you're in range. I like that one.
Well, that's an actual sign at one of my neighbor's driveways. It's a real deal. In the local shops around here, they sell those types of signs, and they're a metal with an enamel paint on them, so they last a while. Let's see. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I thought the last caller made me call because people aren't really prepared to die. They will be leaving people all kind of problems to bury them, their estate and all that. So I'm not speaking for God, but I had a Korean friend one time, and she said, in Korea, we believe that we'd be ready to die because we'll live longer. Okay. Well, anyway, you can go on the YouTube and learn all about the words for estate planning in your state, because each state is different. But you can learn the words to find out and get a will and have everything ready so your people won't be saying, no, I'm losing them, I miss them, and I still have all this stuff to think about, because the medical profession's not going to let you get by with killing you. They're going to want you to pay them. You see what I mean?
Right, right. It's always good to have estate planning done. You're right. Anything else, Pat?
Well, I would like to see that push, because the terminology, if you could get the terminology down off of YouTube, then when you go to talk to an estate planner, almost everything will be done. I mean, you know what he's talking about, or she, or whatever. I have what they call a lawyer on a string, you know, I pay them per month. But it always helps to know the terminology immediately. It's almost like the legal profession. It's almost kind of like a medical profession. You know, it's great to know it already, but I just think we owe it to people. I thought I would say that somebody don't take any vaccines. I'm an anti-vaxxer now. Ingrid Castle had a doctor owned, and he was talking about MMJ, medical marijuana. And Texas has approved it. Florida's approved it. And what you have to do, though, is you have to get a card. I'm just learning all this, so don't anybody act like I'm a lawyer and try to sue me. But you get a card that you have it, so they can't stop you and search your car and do all this stuff, put you in jail, and especially if you're terminal. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's happening all over the country. Anything else, Pat?
Because he's actually said on Ingrid Castle's show that he believes that the kind that you eat, I believe that this is in the Bible. I think there's a word that they have misplaced, mistook for poison in the Bible, and God would have never told a priest to give a poison. He meant what it was cannabis. And so that's crazy, I know. But I really believe that needs to be looked into, and everybody don't want it. Nobody wants to take the the blame, authority, or have anybody knocking on your door or heard you talking on the radio, but you know, all that kind of stuff. So you just shut up. But he actually thinks that there's the kind that the kind that don't get you high. I don't know the words, but anyway, that they have developed one that you eat, and that it does do something to your changing your genes back to normal. It would give people hope, you know.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure there's people looking into this, Pat. Thank you for your call, Pat. We appreciate it. Yeah. Okay. Well, Jeff. Mitigation of the spike proteins is something that I'm looking into myself. Apparently, dandelion leaf tincture is something helpful. There's a chemical in there that's really helpful. I started taking it myself on a daily basis. A very dear friend of mine, he's a healthcare professional. He apparently got contaminated with the spike proteins from one or more of his patients, and he was sick for a few days, but he's a strong, tough guy, and he's already back in the office working his profession. But this is going to become a bigger issue as we move forward, isn't it, sir?
Well, I suppose it could be. Do you know how long the spike proteins remain active in the people that have been vaccinated?
That's something I don't know. See, what's happening is human beings have never been injected with spike proteins before that we know of. We do know that attempts to use these on animals all end up with all the animals dying. They never got to the point of human testing. So there's certainly some unknowns here, Jeff, and I wish I did know, but I don't.
I think I've heard it's 2 weeks.
The problem is we're always exposed to new people. As we go out about our daily chores.
Yeah, well, it's the spike proteins are highly toxic.
Well, it'll shake out. I think within a year or so, there won't be any new people getting vaccines. So we have about a 1 year window of people to continue getting these vaccines until nobody gets them anymore.
Yeah, I heard somebody in France just texted me last night saying that the French government has decided to vaccinate the entire French population.
Good God.
And I said, that can't be right, but he says it is, so I guess we'll see. But I'm sure they'll backtrack on that, because I can't imagine that you're going to vaccinate every single human being in a country with this stuff when you've had so much trouble with it. That's really crazy.
Well, Israel is probably closer than any other country of having 100% vaccination, and this is not good. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 13th of July. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. They have a great sale going on right now. The more units you get, the more the bigger your discount. I'll be ordering two more units for my grandchildren before the day's over. And that's at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. You can subscribe to his articles right there. His book's for sale at amazon.com. And let's see. I think our next caller is Philip in Ohio. Good morning, Philip.
Yeah, I just wanted to reply to the woman who was asking about signs to put on her property.
Right.
A good place to look would be NARLO.org, NARLO.org. This is the National Association of Rural Landowners. They've got some good signs there. One of them has the revocation of applied license. In other words, the government thinks they can come onto your property. But it's your job to post it so they cannot. And that is a couple of Supreme Court cases, Breard versus Alexandria, 341 U.S. 622 in 1951, and Florida versus Jardines, 133 Supreme Court, 1409, in 2013. It says the landowner must have signage on their property, literally at their front door, stating the owner revoked the implied license. So in other words, keep out. So anyways, like I said, it's narlo.org, and it's a good place to get signs, but they are kind of high dollar.
Okay. Real good. Thank you for the call, Philip. We appreciate it.
You betcha. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. I'm looking at that website. They do have some interesting signs here. This one here, Jeff, it says, private property, no trespassing, and there's a reticle from a telescopic rifle scope superimposed on the face of a man with, and it says, including law enforcement agents and law enforcement, including government agents and law enforcement. So some of these look rather complex. You would need a lot more detail there than I think is necessary. You need a simple sign with large letters that can be read from a distance away, not small letters that people need to get up close. Anyway, Jeff, our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, yes, good morning. I heard people speaking last hour, especially about the graphene oxide a little bit, asking questions. The lady mentioned that there were a number of people researching this, and I've only seen, I really only seen one. I'd like to see the others. The ones from Spain, from Madrid, they have not convinced me that there's graphene oxide in these vials. They haven't obviously convinced me that there isn't. They have merely reported on one vial that they had in their hand. One vial does not make a million vials. In other words, we can't extrapolate what's in all the other vials and whether some vials contain one thing or another. We do know that people are getting magnetism effects, and this has been demonstrated by reliable people like Dr. Lee Merritt and Sherry Tenpenny and others. So where in the world is this strong magnetism coming from? It's not coming from a few particles of ferromagnetic nanoparticles in somebody's arm, I don't believe. It has to be accentuated by something. In other words, a bioelectromagnetism sort of enhancement of some sort, or maybe graphene nanotubules, which are highly effective at very low doses, hard to believe. So what I do see is, you know, some articles claimed 99% graphene oxide. That was just totally ridiculous, because in the article, what they state is they found using fluorescent spectroscopy, and they do not show fluorescent spectra. They only show the UV vis absorption spectra, not these emission or giving off of light, like fluorescence is giving off light, okay, spectra. So they say they found 6 nanograms per microliter of RNA and 747 nanograms per microliter of a substance different from RNA, but with a similar absorption peak, possibly reduced graphene oxide. That is not a very definitive statement there at all. But if you look further, and if their data is good, they have transmission electron micrographs, which are very consistent with graphene oxide, and they have optical microscope images, which are also, I believe, consistent with sheets of graphene oxide. But none of these are absolutely definitive information. I believe it's only information on one vial so far that I've seen, and it's by only one research group, which they could be faking it, they could be fed a fake vial. We don't have confirmation, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dave. Yeah. We appreciate the call. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
All right, we're back. Let's talk here on Tuesday the 13th. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's lots there, lots to read, lots to educate yourself with, including the updates on the COVID. You really need to educate yourself so you can warn other people not to get the COVID shot. If you have arthritis pain and joint pain, you need to check out the Energy Cleaner also. Get your life back. You're putting off stuff you'd like to do, go dancing, walk in the park because of arthritis pain. You need an energy cleaner. You seriously do. Check out the details at my website. You can place your order right there. And you can also call my toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I urge you to subscribe to his articles that he updates at least once, sometimes twice a week. And his books are for sale at Amazon.com. Let's see. Looks like... I think Jay in California is our next caller. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you both. I have one of those Norco signs at the entry gate on the dirt road leading to my cabin in the woods here at the Longshot Homestead in the Sierras. It's very specific. It's very legal. It's impossible to miss. It lays it all out. It's a little complicated, but it's right there for everybody to see. What I do not have is one of the tongue-in-cheek type signs that, for example, show like a revolver and we don't call 911. I don't have anything like that because, lady, if you ever had to shoot someone in self-defense, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we can see by this sign that this crazy right winger was just hoping somebody would come on his property so he could shoot them. So I don't have anything like that. I have a real specific, accurate, impossible to miss sign that should stop pretty much any kind of infringement. The other thing I was going to mention was that I went into the local ranch supply place last week to pick up some large animal antibiotics to add to my kit. And was surprised. I haven't been in one in a long time. I was surprised when the man told me, "Oh no, we don't sell antibiotics anymore. It's illegal now. You have to go through a veterinarian."
Well, in California, that doesn't surprise me. In California,
yeah, right. I wanted to get some large animal antibiotics because I am a large animal. So,
well, I heard maybe you may still be able to buy some online. You might want to check that out, Jay.
Oh, that's a good suggestion, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And for those people who have, a lot of people, it makes me sad how they've written California off. We know how the government is here, but once you get away from the cities and into the country, especially in the mountains, for example, like where I am at, there is nothing but red-blooded, freedom-loving Americans as far as you can see in all directions, and we're going to make our stand here, and we're ready for them. The phenomenon that occurs in California is that we've been face-to-face with this hardcore communism destroying the state for so long that not only has it fortified the sense of freedom and the patriots that were already here, it's created a lot of converts. And so please don't write California off. We're going to be, this is where it's going to be happening, and we're ready for them.
Okay. I like your attitude. Anything else, Jay?
No, thank you both, gentlemen. God bless
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, Jeff, there's a patriot who's hanging in there in the People's Republic of California, Jeff. And God bless him for doing so. our next caller is Elizabeth in New York. Morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. Well, last evening on Israeli News Live, Steve did an interview with Dr. Jane Ruby. And she has a lot of compelling evidence that graphene oxide is contained in the vaccine. There have been chemical engineers that have analyzed it. And La Quinta Coloma, which is the fifth column in Spain, is going to analyze other vials as well. But of course, like anything, you know, the process needs to be done. They are collecting other vials, other samples. So I am in the process of transcribing the interview. I'll send it along to you when I'm done with it.
Right.
I'm going to ask Steve if it's okay if you post his video on your website or not. But I strongly encourage everybody to go listen to it because I happen to believe that it wholeheartedly is contained in it. But, you know, I'm not an expert, and I will wait to see, you know, what the final results are. But I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong for people to plant doubt in people's minds, especially when they don't know and they don't research it well. And I think you and I know who that party is. So I just want to let everybody know that there's some very important information. And I thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you, Elizabeth. Well, Jeff, it's only been about 2 weeks since we find out about this graphene oxide being in these COVID injections. It's just another layer of scare on top of the already scary stuff that's going on here. Let's see. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
I'm sorry, I left off a scripture a while ago for what I was saying, and it is Psalm 90:12. Lord, teach us to number our days. And I didn't want to me to think that you to think that I know my Korean saying, but it's there, you know, and I think we should do it. But the other thing is too that I guess I'm a military brat, and not a PK, you know, but just about as bad. And I just always feel sorry for veterans. And now that they're trying to make them all take the jab, people need to know that the military, the national cemeteries are all over the country, and that they can be, if they have their DD-214, and they can be buried there. They furnish a whole lot of what it costs to bury them. But if you think you want to be cremated, forget it. It'll cost almost as much to be buried in the National Cemetery if you're a veteran. I hate to be so just negative, but, you know, those things are going to happen if all this is true, you know, unless we, the Lord has mercy and he can do anything, of course. and heals America, but California, there's such great prophecies now that California's coming in, and New York, so we can't write anybody off, okay, California? We can't write them off because God's not doing it. And there's going to be a great revival, I know that, you know, so at least they'll be in heaven. But mainly I just wanted to say that people, military people, need to get their DD-214 and check out this thing, because even the wives can be buried on top of them. Okay? I just saw what I wanted to say, I think.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Pat. Well, Jeff, every week we issue material that helps educate people, warn people, bring them up to speed about what's really behind all this. If people don't realize what's really behind it, they're hopelessly lost in trying to figure it out and solve it, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, they can be. It is a difficult thing.
It is definitely. So I hope people will wake up and smell the coffee and do the right thing and educate themselves, so they in turn can educate others about the true nature of the international commerce conspiracy being behind what we're seeing in our country, the culture war, the economic war, the biological war. And the last step is the kinetic war, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, that's the last step. That's when things go completely off the rails. And we seem to be approaching that. Because things are getting crazier and crazier.
They are, absolutely. They are, absolutely. Well, President Trump is not acting like a retired president. He's acting like a man who has a political goal. There's speculation he may run for the House of Representatives. Speculation he might be running for president. He has said publicly he's made his mind up about whether he will or will not run for president, but he's not said what that decision is yet. But typically, former presidents don't have fill up stadiums with rallies full of people after they leave office, do they, sir?
No, we've never seen this before.
No. He's a very unusual, unique guy. I'll support him, whatever he wants to do. I'll support President Trump. I don't like everything the man's done, but I haven't seen anybody else come close, have you?
Not in terms of people in active political life.
Right, exactly. You know, I was a supporter of Pat Buchanan when he ran. We had a caucus in Missouri, a Republican caucus, and he won overwhelmingly. And the leader of our Buchanan state group sold us out at the last minute to keep the peace within the Republican Party. A lot of very upset people with that. But what we noticed with Pat Buchanan was every state where there was a caucus, he won. Every state where there was a caucus, he lost. Every state where there was popular election, primary, he won. So the Republican Party sabotaged Pat Buchanan's hopes to be president back in the, what was that, about 19... 96, I think it was, the same year I ran for U.S. Congress. So the point being, the international communist conspiracy has been controlling who runs for president and who gets elected for decades, haven't they, sir?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's the idea of democracy is it's just a different way of organizing oligarchy. I mean, that's, you think that anybody can just run for Congress? Sometimes somebody can do that, but it's usually the machines, the party machines that pick the people.
Yep, that's very true. Very true. Yeah, question or comment? We got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. There's a lot of evidence, Jeff, that what's going on in the western part of the country, west of Interstate 35, is a human-caused weather manipulation, the severe drought, and the bizarre, crazy high temperatures, even in Seattle, temperatures they've never seen that high before. That may be part of the international commerce conspiracy also to harm agriculture, couldn't it?
I don't know. We have a unique solar phenomenon going on now that affects the jet stream. And there's no human being has control over the sun. Our climate is really driven by the sun. And when this phenomenon called the grand solar minimum began, you started having flooding in China where all of the moist air in the Pacific was drawn into China because of cold air masses coming down from the Arctic into Siberia and northern China. This pattern began with the grand solar minimum, and it's caused, you know, there were a couple of weeks ago 97 Chinese rivers at flood stage. So if people want to know why there's a drought in California, is because there's flooding in China. And they had flooding in China last year when this pattern started. And late winter freezes, you had very unusual cold temperatures in northern China and in western China. You had snow in Beijing in July. You could see that was a year ago this month. You could watch the videos. It's quite impressive. And of course, this is considered a sign that the mandate of heaven is being withdrawn, by the way, from the rulers in China. But the effect is that with all that moisture going into China and flooding it, is the North America, the West Coast, doesn't get that moisture. So I think there's some kind of pattern here, and it is related to the grand solar minimum. People don't realize that the Mojave Desert was once a redwood forest, like in the Pacific Northwest. But because of these patterns, increasing dryness on the West Coast, these forests disappeared and were replaced by deserts. So this is a long-term process of desertification and the drying out of the western part of the U.S. So I'm not inclined to think it's weather war. At least I haven't seen any evidence of it, if it is.
Well, we shall see. We shall see. We got a caller here, Jeff. We got Tim in Connecticut. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good.
So I have two pieces of information, one that probably a lot of people aren't aware of, and the other one that I just got this morning in New Haven, Connecticut. Apparently, there's a group of about 250 African-American motorcycles and ATVs racing up and down the roads trying to intimidate the police. And they're going to neighboring towns like Milford, Connecticut, and they said all the way as far down as Westport, Connecticut, which is a very ritzy part of Connecticut. You know, there's a lot of money there. And the other piece of information I have for you is I was visiting a friend of mine last week, and he's a police detective in one of the local towns here. We've been good friends for over 40 years.
Right.
And he got injured, and he wasn't able to pay his rent for about a year. And he was going back and forth with the police department. Now, his landlord is an attorney, and he was able to file paperwork with the state of Connecticut, and they are paying his rent for the whole year. And it had nothing to do with his injury or that he's a police officer. It has to do with if you file the right paperwork, you could get your rent paid from, and it went from May of last year, 2020, to May of 2021 of this year, paid in full by the state of Connecticut.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, now you know where those tax dollars are going, that bailout money's going, because we're in a very democratic state, obviously.
Obviously. Obviously.
Yep.
Interesting update there, Tim. Interesting.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to keep up on that story about these bikers, because here's the thing. They do that in New York City a lot, you know.
Yeah.
These biker gangs, they get out there.
Right.
Yeah, and they harass motorists on the roads, and it gets bad, you know. I mean, I've seen videos of it, and I know they're out there, and they're, you know, it's a crazy scene.
It
now,
is.
Now, if they're
it
starting
is.
To move into Connecticut now, that's not good.
Okay, Tim, thank you for the call. We are our last break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 13th of July. Jeff, we got our last caller here. We got David in California. Good morning, David.
Yeah, hi, John. Good hearing your show. That lady was talking about, I overheard something in a while back. There was a Polish doctor, a female doctor in 1936 that discovered in the anointing oil in Exodus 30, starting in 23, where you took 500 shekels of sweet cinnamon and then myrrh, and the other substance was called calamus, 250 shekels, and cassia, 500 shekels, and that was the what she claimed. The calamus was what we call marijuana, but it's not used for. It was used in an anointment oil, and she said the translation was wrong. I didn't do extensive study on it to get a conclusion either way. It was just interesting, that's all. And that's all I wanted to bring up. I heard her say something like that. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Well, Jeff, you touched on something a moment ago. I want to take a few moments. We're down to the end of the show here. Your evidence you're getting about the Communist Chinese and the Russians about to go kinetic, give us a brief outline of that, sir.
Well, there's a Hong Kong businessman who has contacts in Beijing, and these contacts are telling him that China is planning war to break out within months, not years. You know, by months, you don't know. Information from the governments in Southeast Asia, the communist governments, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, is that they're being told that China and Russia are going to commit a series of actions leading to thunderous war. That was another source. There are many indications in the press where Russia now is orienting its economy to a war. China is taking certain steps as well. The giant, you know, exercise off of Hawaii here a couple of weeks ago, apparently the Chinese were in on that too with the Russians, where they had 20 warships and submarines, and the Russians brought bombers down off of Hawaii, but raising all the military districts up in readiness, massive training, large flights of aircraft continually processing missions at levels higher than those during the Cold War. And, of course, statements from the Beijing government saying get ready for war, and from the Chinese military saying war is imminent.
That's a good summary, Jeff. Just perfect. Thank you, sir. We'll have you back tomorrow morning. Appreciate it.
All righty.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.